So go ahead and make yourself comfortable and put both feet on the floor and allow your eyes to close. Bring your attention to your breath and begin by taking long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose and holding it for a brief moment, and then breathing out through your mouth, gently and easily. Just allow yourself to be aware of your breathing. Easily, naturally, and freely. And with each breath, you become more relaxed and comfortable, letting any outside sounds only to serve to allow you to go deeper inside. As you sink deeper down into quiet and ease, perhaps you can imagine dropping down from the back of your spine a golden cord. Imagine that cord going down to the center of the earth, deep into the earth. Now attach that golden cord firmly to the center of the earth so that you feel safe, grounded, and solidly connected to the earth while you're in this meditation. I'm going to invite you to take a mental inventory of your body now. Beginning at the top of your head, become aware of any tension or tightness you might find there. Just let that tension drain out of the tips of your toes and the tips of your fingers. Just allow that tension or tightness to just drain away, leaving your head more spacious, more calm, and more present. And moving down your body, bring your attention to your neck and your arms. Again, if you find any tension or tightness, just let it drain away, draining out the tips of your fingers. Take your awareness now down along your back, down into your abdomen and your pelvic area. Again, just notice any tightness you might find there and just eliminate it. Imagine it just melting and draining away, draining out through the tips of your toes. Notice if there's any tension or tightness in your legs or your ankles and feet, and just allow it to drain out your toes. Now, take three more slow, deep breaths. And with each breath, let any remaining tension drain out with each exhale. Breathing in through your nose, holding it for just a brief moment, and then breathing out through your mouth. Bring your awareness back into present time, becoming more alert and refreshed. Stretch your body, wiggle your fingers and toes. Feel the ground beneath your feet, your seat in the chair, and just listen while I read you tonight's passage. The journey. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began. Though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do. Though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible, it was already late enough. And a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds. And there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Mary Oliver.